Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilay Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Bechoris Davav. We're going to start the shiur in the middle of Davav and Aleph by the Gemara Yiboy Elohu. The Gemara is going on the din which started in the Mishnah, the din of Nidmeh, the din that if the Vlad doesn't look like the mother, so then it resembles a different type of an animal. So then there's no din b'char. The Mishnah had said, if a par was yolda min chamar, the chamar is yolda k'min sus, p'tur min ha-b'chayra. If the form of a chamar is born from a para, or a form of a sus born from a chamar, there is no din b'chayra. And then the Gemara brings the other Mishnah, in the second parak, of Rachel yolda min eiz, ve'eiz yolda min Rachel, p'tur min ha-b'chayra, by b'char behemah tahira. If a sheep gave birth to a goat gave birth to a sheep, in both cases is a p'tur b'chayra. The Gemara has two psukim. Either it's you learn out from Ach Bechar Shar, Bechar Kesa, Bechar Eiz, Hachihu Bechar, Hachihu Shar, Bechar Eishar, or the pasuk of Petech Amar, Shtei Pamim, like the Mishnah says, that both the Yulun has to be a Chamar and the Neulun has to be a Chamar. Now the Mishnah by the Rachel and the Eiz said that if there's Mixas Simanim, then Yechayiv. In other words, if you have a Rachel which gave birth to an Eiz, a sheep gave birth to a goat, but there are some features in this goat that it gave birth to which are like a sheep, mixas simanim, so that's enough that it's not considered nidme and it's chayiv and b'chayr. So that din was only said by the case of Rachel Shiolda Kimin Eiz and Eiz Shiolda Min Rachel, where both of them are behemoth teiris and both are chayiv and b'chayr. And then you have the din that if it looks different, if it's a different min, so then there's a p'tur of nidmeh, there's a p'tur that it doesn't have a din of b'char, but mixas simanim is good enough. So here the Gemara asks three shailas, does mixas simanim also work by the other cases? The Gemara asks by par sheyolda k'min chamar, because maybe dafka by rachel sheyolda min eiz, or eiz sheyolda min rachel, in those cases mixas simanim helps because they're both behemoth tayrus, and they both have kedushas b'chayra, kedushas haguf. Now, shaking the para sheolda kamin chamar, where the para has kedushas haguf and the chamar is kedushas damim, so they're very different, the para and the chamar, halachically very different. So maybe even mixas simanim won't be enough to bridge the gap to make them the same. Or do you say that since they both have kedushas b'chayr, they're not considered so different, so mixas simanim would work? And imtim salema, mixas simanim would work by a para sheolda kamin chamar. What about a chamar that's yolda kamin sus? Maybe there they're halachically very different because the chamar has kedushas b'chayra and the sus does not. So therefore, even mixas simanim won't help. Dafka by parish yolda kamin chamar where they both have kedushas b'chayra. But a chamar she yolda kamin sus where the sus doesn't have kedushas b'chayra, so it's too different for mixas simanim to help. Or maybe no, since they're both behemoths tameis are not considered so different. And intim Suleimah, then even that case is good. Do you say, but a parish yolda kamin sus, that's a third case, a parish yolda kamin sus, where A, the par has kedushas b'char and a sus b'chol not, and B, a par is behemoth teira and a sus is a behemoth tmeya, that's two different, even mixes. Simanim doesn't work, or maybe simanim ilsehi, like the Gemara says, simanim always work. So those are the three shailas. Parish yolda kamin chamar, chamar yolda kamin sus, Parish Yolda Kamin Sus, does Mixas Simanim help? Now, in the end, the Gemara brought a Braisa that says clearly at least one of them work. The Braisa says, Parish Yolda Min Chamar, V'chamar Sheyolda Min Sus, P'tur Min HaBechayra, V'myesh May Mixas Simanim Chayevas HaBechayra. So that sounds like it's Parishit, both two of the three Shailas, Parish Yolda Min Chamar, and Chamar Sheyolda Min Sus. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the case of V'myesh May Mixas Simanim Chayevas HaBechayra is not going back on the case of Chamar Sheolda Min Sus, it's only going on the case of Par Sheolda Kamin Chamar. So the Gemara asks, if it's not going back on the case of Chamar Sheolda Min Sus, so why did it bother saying it altogether? If even a Par Sheolda Kamin Chamar is part, there's a Kolshkin a Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus. So the Gemara says that maybe no, maybe a Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus is not as Mishunah. Because Eina Chanami halachically, there's more of a difference between a Par Sheolda Kamin Chamar where there, at least they're both Kaddish and Bechayra, and a Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus, where Sus is Bechlal, not Kaddish and Bechayra. But physically, the Parah and the Chamar, one has horns and one doesn't. One has split hooves and one doesn't. So physically, they're very different. But by a Chamar and a Sus, they both don't have horns, they both don't have split hooves. So maybe a horse is just a Chamar Edna Malmu, it's just a red donkey. Kamash Milan, that that's also considered a difference. So the Gemara didn't seem to be Peshit. At least one shayla is Nivshat. It's Mefurish Ebraisa that a Parish Yolda Kamin Chamar mixes Simanim work. But the other two shaylas, the Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus and the Parish Yolda Kamin Sus, was not Nivshat. And it's a Machlekes Rishayim. The Rosh and the Ramban, they both paskin that those two cases remain a Suffolk. A Parish Yolda Kamin Chamar mixes Simanim help and obliges the Bechar, and you have to give it to a kain. But a chamar sheyol de kamin sus and a paru sheyol de kamin sus, so there it's a suffix. So by a chamar sheyol de kamin sus, the Rosh says you have to be mafresh a set and keep it, because it blibes a suffix. Suffix mamun lekula, you don't have to give it to a kain, but suffix ish lechumra, you'd have to be mafresh a set, like every case of suffix pidyim pete chamar, where you mafresh a set vehen shaloi. And the parish yol de kamin sus, also you do not have to give to the kain, because it's a suffix. But it's also begizav aveda misafik, like a suffik bechar, is not given to a kain, a mitzvah of haraya, but it's still also begizav aveda, like it says in Bava Metzia, tafav mebeis in the sugi of tak for kain. But the Rambam, he paskins by chamar sheyol de kamin sus, also it mixes the manim helps. Only parish yol de kamin sus vibes like a shayla, and the Kesef Mishnah, they're advanced, they both say, because the Rambam paskins like the Imdim Soleimar. The Rambam's derech is, whenever the Gemara says Imdim Soleimar, that's considered a pshitas to the Shaila. So since the Gemara asks Imdim Soleimar chamar sheol de kamin sus, is mixes simanim help, what's it in parish sheol de kamin sus, vaisteis we paskin that even chamar sheol de kamin sus mixes simanim help. That's a pshitas of Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinta Zayin paskins like the Rosh, and the Ramban, that it is a suffix, and by mixes simanim, it's a suffix, you don't have to give it to a kain. Now earlier, the Rosh was discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Parash yolda kamin chamar, v'chamar yolda kamin sus, turim v'nabachayra. So the Rosh wanted to know, what's the din if a chamar was yolda kamin para? What about a chamar, it's yolda kamin para, which, like he says, is nishtanu l'mal yusa, went up in Madrega. Would that also be pata from Bechayr? So the Rosh says yes, that any case is a shinoi, it's pata from Bechayr, even if the shinoi was l'mal yusa. So why did the Mishnah say chamar sheol de kamin sus? Why did the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush of chamar sheol de kamin par? So the Rosh says, because it is a bigger chiddush chamar sheol de kamin sus, like the Gemara says, because physically, they're not so different, they both don't have horns, they both don't have split hooves. So that's why it said chamar sheol de kamin sus. But then the Rosh says he would say that the Girsa of the Mishnah is incorrect. And the Mishnah, they wrote the same Girsa as the Brice accidentally, but the original Girsa of the Mishnah was Parish Yolda Kamin Chamar and Chamar Sheyolda Kamin Para. And he says, L'chaya the safe is a raya. Because the Mishnah says, Mahein Ba'achila. And the Mishnah says, if it's Behemet Taira Sheyolda Kamin Behemet Tmei is Mutta Ba'achila, Tamei sheol de kamin behemet tayr is also ba'achila. So it says mahein ba'achila. Now a chamar sheol de kamin sus is certainly also ba'achila. It both the chamar and the sus are also ba'achila. So what's mahein ba'achila? Tayr's already asked the kasha. So the Rosh says it must be that the correct girsa was par sheol de kamin chamar and chamar sheol de kamin para. And in the shita he brings from the Tayr's Rosh. On the Taisus, on the top of Davavim and Aleph, that Itaka found that way Kasav Besvarim. And the Rosh that we have in the Piskei Rosh, he doesn't say that he found it Kasav Besvarim, but that's what he says. Now Rabbi Kivega, on the Mishnah, he says he has a riot to the Rosh. Because the Gemara asked a kash on the Braisa. The Braisa said, Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar and Chamar Yolda Kamin Sus Pturin Abichayra, the Neshav mixes Samanim Chayevis Abichayra. So and then what I want to say, Neisha Mixamanim is only going on the case of Parash Sheol de Kamin Chamar, not on the case of Chamar Sheol de Kamin Sus. And the Gemara says that can't be, because if it's only going on the case of Parash Sheol de Kamin Chamar, so why Bechlal did it say the case of Chamar Sheol de Kamin Sus? What's the Chiddush? If even Parash Sheol de Kamin Chamar is Pater, so Koshken Chamar Sheol de Kamin Sus. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answered, no, maybe Chamar Sheol de Kamin Sus, even though halachically it's more different, but maybe physically it wouldn't be called a shinei like we said. But in the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara thought that that would be a raya that mixes simanim is going on both, because otherwise the Braisa wouldn't have said chamar sheol de kamin sus. Well, according to that Makshin, how do we learn the Mishnah? Why did the Mishnah say Chamar Sheol the Kaminsus? In the Mishnah, it doesn't say anything about Mixus Simanim. L'chayer, from the fact that the Gemara wanted to bring the Raya from the Brisa of Par Sheol the Kamin Chamar and Chamar Sheol the Kaminsus, and Mixus Simanim would have to be going back on both of them, otherwise it wouldn't say Chamar Sheol the Kaminsus. Obviously, the Mishnah couldn't have said that. Because if the Mishnah says Parashel de Kamin Chamar and Chamar Shel de Kamin Sus, and the Mishnah doesn't say anything about Mixus Simanim, so why would the Mishnah say it? So that's the Chayyab big Rai to the Girsa Sarosh. That the Mishnah really, the correct Nusach in the Mishnah is Parashel de Kamin Chamar and Chamar Shel de Kamin Para. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Sefer Derech Amunah on the Rambam, and Hilchis Bikurim, Perik Yudbeis Alacha Yudches, he says you're going to have to say, Avamatzel Meimel Tamech. According to the Amitaisis, clearly, and the Rambam, clearly had the Girsa of Par Sheolda Kamin Chamar and Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus. So you're going to have to say, according to them, that Avamatzel Meimel Tamech, and the answer of Chamar Edom Ba'alma, that really Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus is a Chiddush, is the only correct way to learn the Mishnah. Now, like the Madana Yomtiv and the Rosh points out, so Kumdes Rosh is a little bit schwer, because the Rosh says that I think the correct Girsa of the Mishnah is Parah Sheolda Kamin Chamar and Chamar Sheolda Kamin Parah, because it can't say that the Mishnah said Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus, because when the Gemara says that Chamar Sheolda Kamin Sus is a Chiddush, because you would think that since both of them don't have Kanayim, both of them don't have split hooves, so Chamar Adam Ba'almahu, that's just a Dichli Bi'alma. So you see, Lamaisa, the Rosh doesn't hold it as Svar. So Iba Zay Lamaisa, so that Brisa that says, Parash Yelda Kimin Chamar, Chamar Yelda Kimin Sus, Pturim Reb Chayra, the Meisha Mixes Saman Mechayevis Reb Chayra, the Rosh is telling us, Behechrich, Mixes Saman has to be going on Chamar Yelda Kimin Sus, because the Rosh holds that there is a Kasha Lamaika Tanila. So Iba Zay, the Rosh should hold like the Rambam, that Lamaskana, you were Paisha Chamar Shel de Kamin Sus, because the Gemara's Teres is just a Dichi Ba'alma. So why did the Rosh say that it was a Safik Lamaskana? As I fact the Madani Yamtev on the Rosh, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky also says, Nishkeferlich. The Rosh is saying a Svara. He's saying that's what he would think the correct Girsa of the Mishnah is, but he wasn't 100% sure that he was right. And in Mele Lipsak Halacha, you can't go and say that you're Mechuyiv to give it to the Kain, because it's still a Safik, but they Sveik Alei Nafka, the Gemara wasn't clearly Paisha to Shaila. That's why the Rosh came out that it was a Suffolk. That's the sugya. Now there's one interesting zach that the Brisky Rav points out. In the case where mixes simanim work, Rachel Shealda Kamin Eiz and Eiz Shealda Kamin Rachel mixes simanim work. It's Chayv Bechayra. And in the case of Parah Shealda Kamin Chamar, Lamaskanim also was saying that mixes simanim work, it's Chayv Bechayra. Could you bring it on the Mizbeach? So the Rishayim say no. It's a Balmum. Ein lach mum gedoy le mizu, it blibes a Balmum, and memeli you can't bring it on the Mizbech, you can shecht it. You have to give it to a kain. It's like a Bechara Balmum, you give it to a kain, and the kain eats it b'mumay, has a din of a Bechara Balmum. But the Brisky Rav is medayik in the Rambam, but the Rambam says a different nusach. What he says by Rachel Sheolda Kimin Eiz, and Eiz Sheolda Kimin Rachel, he says it's Patim HaBechara. V'meish b'mixes, imhoye b'mixes simani imay reza b'char, he says, reza b'char, v'hu ma'amum kavua, she'en lach mum gadol mishini b'yasai. It's a b'char, and it blibes a ma'amum, she'en lach mum gadol mishini b'yasai, b'meil it's a b'char ba'amum. But by Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar, he writes, reza b'char l'kayhen. Why does he say reza b'char l'kayhen? He should say reza b'char, by mixes simanim. Why does he add the word, reza b'char l'kayhen? So the Brisk Rav holds that the Rambam is meduyik, that it doesn't have a din of a Bechor Balmum, which would be also Begizav Aveda. It's less than that. It has a din of Bechor Lekain, has a din of Matnes Kahuna, but it has no Kedusha. And the Dugma Ladavar is, according to Yehuda, that Shutvis Akum doesn't patter. The Halacha is, we'll see later in the Perek, it's Mutta Begizav Aveda, has absolutely no Kedusha. Shutvus Akum Lamaisis Mafki the Kedusha Mikhail Vakal. There's no Kedusha whatsoever. But it's still a din of Matnas Kuni. You have to give it to a kite. That's what the Brisker Rav says. Vaisis is two dinim. There's a din Kedushas Bechar, which, if it doesn't have a Balmum, it's a carbon. And if it's a Balmum, So then it has kedusha kapanim. That's also begizav aveda. It doesn't need pinyin, but it's also begizav aveda, and that's a separate din. But that's one din bechar. And then there's another din bechar, that a bechar is a matnas kun. You have to give it to a kohen. And you can have a bechar which has absolutely no kedusha, not even the kedusha of a bechar balmum, and still have to give it to a kohen. Hazak the Brisker Rav. So when the Rambam says that, first, when the Rambam says the raise a bechar. But it's a balmum. Ein loch mum gadol mizev shini b'yasa. Even though it has mixes simanim, that's a bechar balmum. It's also the giz of aveda. But a parish yol the kamin chamar, he says the Rambam is meduyik. Hareiz the bechar l'kayin. That sounds like it's even mut the begiz of aveda. But he's a little bothered. Why? Where did the Rambam get to make this chilek? By both cases, mixes simanim work. Mixes simanim make a chiyuv b'chayra. So why would you say by the case of parashi of Avrachel Sheol the Kamin Eiz mixes simanim, give it a din of a bechar balmum, and a parashi Sheol the Kamin Chamar, it's not even that, it just has a din of matnas kuna. Where did Ram get it from? What would be the svara for it? Zok the Brisker Rav, vice dice, if the whole din, that the reason why mixes simanim work is only because the Chamar uses kedushas bechayra. But what type of kedushas bechayra does the Chamar have? Dafka the din of Nesina Lekayin. A chamar doesn't have an issa gizav avayda. So a mela, that can't give it the din that it should have kedushas bechar. It can only give the din of matnas kuna as much as a chamar has. As I write, that's what the Rambam held. Now I saw in the shiurim from Rav David Soloveitchik that he was bothered because the Gemara had a suffix even by a case of parash yolda kamin sus if mixes simanim help. So on the tzad that parash yolda kamin sus mixes simanim help. That's not because of Kedushas Bechayr. It has nothing to do with it. Even without any Kedushas Bechayr, it makes a Samanim Stam helps Be'etzim. So the Chayr on that side, the side of Samanim will see, nothing to do with the Shinoi. So then it should be like a Bechayr Bamum. It should be Asa Begizav Avayda. So Ibazai, since that side it wasn't Nifshat, and it's possible that Yechayiv and Bechayr Bechay Gavna, so it should be Asa Begizav Avayda Misafik. If the whole cheshbon is, if the pshat is a parah shel, the kamin sus is mixes simanim doesn't help bechlal, and it only helps by the case of parah shel, the kamin chamar, and only because the chamar has kedushas bechayra, so we could say, but since the chamar doesn't have any kedushas aguf, so mela can't give it a din of kedushas aguf, so mixes simanim won't give it a din of kedushas aguf, it would only be a bechar lekayin, a bechar that has a din of sina lekayin. But if a bechar, if a parish yolda kaminsos also helps mixes simanim, so you see it's nothing to do with any kedushas b'chayrus. That mixes simanim help. So I b'zayit should be also begizav aveda. That's our chiyum b'chol anal. And now let's see the sugya vayta. The Gemara is now discussing the next part of the Mishnah. The Gemara says mahim ba'achila. What's the din if a parah is yolda kamin chamar and a chamar that's yolda kamin para? And the Mishnah says, "Bei matayr shelda kamin bei matmei is mutta ba'achila, tmei is shelda kamin bei matayr is asa ba'achila, shehayetzim in a tamei, tamei vayetzim in a tar a tar." Because whatever comes out of a tamei is tamei, whatever comes out of a tar is tar. So the Gemara asked, "Lomli lemisne shehayetzim? Why does it have to say for what's it being mechadesh? We just said that a bei matmei gives birth to bei matayr, it's tamei, and a bei matayr gives birth to bei matmei, it's tar." So the Gemara says, "Simanim ba'almu shloi tachif lach." It's just a simen. You want to make sure that you remember it. That you wouldn't say you go baser the animal zul baser the day vaytarim alyu vaytarim alyu zul baser ime you go baser the mother. So Taisus points out that later on Dav Zayin the Gemara's medayik from Shayyotze that Meir Glayim Shel Chamar is aser. So that's a positive reason a halacha that we're learning out from Shayyotze and Atamei Tamei that Meir Glayim Shel Chamar is aser. So what's the Gemara's kasha? And the Gemara only answers Simana Ba'almu is just a good way to remember it. Hataisa says the Ikka problem was Shehayetze. If the Mishnah would have said Vihayetze or Hayetze, so then it's a tell you the din of Meriglaim Shel Chamar. But it says Shehayetze. Mela, why does it say Shehayetze? That's because it's Simana Ba'almu. So the Brisker Rav comments like this. He says it's really two separate dinim. Yaitzim and Atame Tame, the guy made a din of Meir Glayim Shel Chamar, is a different din than Yaitzim and Atame Tame, the guy made the din of Chamar Sheolda Kamin Parah. Because Chamar Sheolda Kamin Parah, and this we spoke about in the previous Shia, there the Isser is because it's a Chamar. even though it's kemin par, bezul basu imein is a chamar. It's called a chamar. It's a min chamar. But the meraglayin that comes out from the chamar, there is a new issa called yaitse. It's a naya issa called yaitse. Yaitse min atame tame is a naya issa. That the byproducts, the things that are created from adava tame, have an issa deraisa. And like we spoke, the Imre Moshe says this in Simen Dalet Yud Zayin, that a chamar shi'olda kemin para, you get malchus. Imamish eating a chamar, even though it looks like a para. But Meir Glaim Shal Chamar, the Rambam says, you don't get malchus, because Yetzeh is not the good for Isser. It's a ribuy. You marba this Isser, and it has like a din like Chatzi Shia. You don't get malchus on it. Now, we mentioned in the previous Shia the suffix of the Yad Elio. The Yad Elio declared that for a suffix. Is a chamar she'elda kemin para, is it that has a min chamar, or is it a para with an Isser? And he says, an afkamina legabe kama things, an afkamina, if you shecht it, is a meitzi midei nevela. If it's a chamar, then no, it will be nevela, aftum is nevela. If it's a para with an Isser, so it has an Isser, it's like trefa, it has an Isser deraisa, but it still will be meitzi midei nevela. An afkamina, if the chaylev is karis, if it's a chamar, the chaylev is not bekaris, only Shark has of ages bakaris. If it's a para with an issa, so the chaylev is bakaris. And if you mean if you write tefillin on its ur, if it's a chamar, you can't write tefillin on its ur. If it's a para with an issa, then it's no lagar from the veil and treif that you can write tefillin on the ur. But I think even according to the Yad Elio, you could say it's two dinim. Because the din of yaitzim and atame tame, like Meir Aglayim shal chamar, that is the din of a tmeim l'rabbis sirin v'roitfam. As I stated in the Chavis Das, in Simen Pei Aleph, that when the Gemara here in Amud Beis asks the Kasha, the Gemara learns that Cholav from Hagomel, that teaches you that the Cholav of Hagomel is Tameh. And the Gemara says, why do you need the Pasuk of Hagomel to teach you that the Cholav is Tameh? Tebek Leiko says that Tmeim l'rabbis tzirin v'reitvan. So the Chavis Das says, why did the Gemara say Tebek Leiko because it is the Reis of Yetzim and Tameh Tameh? So the Chavis Das Pashit, the Issa Deraisa of Yetzim Natame Tame is the Pasuk of a Tmeim, the Rabbis Tzir V'Reitvam, it's Hainuhach. The Tzir of Behemoth Tmeis, that is the Yetzim Imenu. That's the same din of Meir Glaim Shal Chamar. Any byproduct of the Behemoth Tmeya, any byproduct of anything Aser, that the Dover Aser produces it, that's the din of Yetzim Natame Tame. So that's what Gemara is asking. So Cholav should have that Isser. The Gemara says, Eina Chinami, just since Cholav would anyway have that Isser because it's Yaitzeh from Eivim and Achai, or Dam Nechem and Asa Cholav, like the Gemara says, and there's a special Heter, so we would think that Heter would apply to Behemoth Tmeya as well. But the Chavis Das points out there that the Gemara never asked this Kasha for the Ikid Din. Achazele Teichlu Imali Ageim Refrisei Aparsa. The Gemara learns out that Imali Ageim Refrisei Aparsa is Aser from Exerius Akasov. Why do we need the pasuk Achazel Teichlu Mali Ageri to tell you that the chamar should in par is aser? Typically, you have the din of a yaitzim and atame tam. You have the pasuk the din of tzir and veraitum. You have the pasuk the din that it came from the chamar. Chavis Das says that no, that's only a davar is lashon is hamismatze migufa. But davar shenitzah b'secha b'riyach adasha b'dei shemayim l'shayach kol yaitzim min atamei tamei. So there's two dinim in Gansin, zok dechavaz das. And then Mimesh is also saying the same thing. If a davar mismatzei migufa, if the guf of the behemoth may create something, like Meir Aglayim, like Cholav, like Tzir, that's a din of yaitzim min atamei tamei, that's learned out from atmeim l'rabba tzir and v'reitfa. But if a new bria is created in the Behemoth Tmeya, that's an ayadin. So the Briskarov and the Imre Moshe, they say that that ayadin is because the Torah is telling you it's a min chamar. Since its mother's a chamar, it is a min chamar. And the Yad Elio is clearing, maybe it's not a min chamar. Maybe the fact that it was nailed min chamar, thus alone is an isser, not because it's a min chamar. But it's not yene isser of yaitzim and atame because it wasn't mismatzim egufa like the Chavis Das says. So that's why I think even according to Yad Elio, you could say there's two dinim. There's a din of mismatzim egufa. That's a din of tzir and v'reitfa. That's a din of cholav. That's a din of meir glaim shal chamar. That's a din of tzir. And there's din of neil b'seichai. Nahilas, Nail of Asaicha is a special xeris of Kasav Lasa, not necessarily because it's a minchamar. The Reb Chaim that we mentioned, in Hilchos Machalos Asuris Perek Gimel Achir Aleph, he's mashma that any time you have a chamar that was Nail of Parah, there's two dinim. You taka have the din that it's a mintame, and you also have the din that it's Yaitzim and Atame Tame. As I as a shtiklim, Bez Hashem, we'll try to speak about it a little bit more in the next year and of Zayin. But Reb Chaim is mashmi, you could have, the Seis was saying, the Chav Hasdas is saying, and the Mimesh is saying, you don't have the Chlal din of Yetzim and Atame Tame, the din of Atmeim, the Rabbi Sim Vereifim, the din of Meir Glaim Shal Chamar, that doesn't apply the Chlal to a Chamar Shanel Kamim Parah, because it's not Mismatzim Igufa, it's a Briya Chadosh Shanel Besaicha, it doesn't pass the end of din. It's only us because of the other din, that Ezelei Teichlu Malagei Mefrisei Abarsa, which the Mimesh and the Brisker Rava learning, because it is the Chamar. And the Aliyah was saying, could be that's only Exeris Akasuv. Reb Chaim is Mashma would have the din of Yetzim and Atame Tame, been nicef to the din that it is the Chamar. But I don't think, though, the Chav Hasdas is kasha so shver. The Chav Hasdas wants to know, so why do we need the din of Ezelei Teichlu Malagei, or Tebeglei, the din of Yetzim and Atame Tame, typically the din of Atmeim Rabbasim Vereifim. So you can answer because this din is Asas Amur. Atmeim Rabbasim Vereifim, you don't get Malkus on it. Mashengi, in this din of Ezele Teichel Mali Ageir, it tells you that it's a Min Chamar, even though it has some money tire, but since it's a Min Chamar, it's Mamash a Chamar. You Mamash get Malkus on it, like Reb Chaim says. So you don't have the Kasha, what do you need? This Shleima, the din of Cholov, which is learned there from Agama, which is also only a ribui, so we could say we already know it from Atmei and the Rambasi and the right from. But the din of Zelei Teichel and Mali Ageir, which teaches you that it is a Behemoth Tmei, you get Malkus as Behemoth Tmeia, that you won't know from Atmei and the Rambasi and the right from. That would only be like a din of Chatzi Shia. But Al Kopanim Lechari, that much is Mavur that there's two dinim. There's a din of Atmei and the Rambasi and the right from, and the din of Agama by Cholov, which Yigmar explains why you need a chol of it, it's mashmi, it's mamish, the same din. That yaitzim and atame tame, that the Chav Hasdas says by mismatzim migufa, it's that way. And there's a din of ezel le teichu imali agera, that a chamar shenol kimim para, that the tumma is a different din. Either yaitzim and atame tame doesn't pass here, because it's not mismatzim migufa like the Chav Hasdas says, it's a briya shenol b'seichai, so it has to be asal tzanayi din. Or you can say, stam, that the Pasuk is telling you it's mamish a chamar. You don't need yaitzim min atame tame. It is a chamar, that's what it is. Since it's nailed min a chamar, it is mamish a chamar. We spoke in the previous shia, the stipler brought rayas, that it's a min tame, it's not just yaitzim min atame, but it is a min tame. But he wanted to say, maybe there's two dinim, maybe it's both a chamar and a para together. It's like a zakalayim azad, it's considered a chamar and a para at the same time. But what bothered me was, if you're going to learn, not like Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav and the Imre Moshe, if you learn that it's not considered mamish a min chamar, so then in the other case, a parish yolda ke min chamar, if you're going to say it's really a chamar, so why is it mutter? How could a chamar be mutter? It will come out very madna. Telling me a chamar yolda ke min par is really a para. And that's why you can write fillin on the R, even though it's asr. The Adaliyah was such a tzad, it's us to eat. It's an ayah isser. It's an isser on this parah because it was nailed from a chamar. But really, it's a parah. You can write filling on its skin. The chalev has a chiyiv kares. The shchit is considered a good shchit. The legabe eisav is benay. It's matay midei nevela. It's just us to eat. So what are you going to say about a parah sheyolda kamin chamar? A chamar that came from a parah. That really it's a chamar and mutta to eat. So stam is a shikul pella. How could a chamar be mutta to eat just because his mother's a para? And now what are you going to say? So what's its chalev? Its chalev is taken not bakaris because it's a chamar that's mutta to eat. You're not allowed to write tefillin on its ar because it's a chamar. You're just allowed to eat it. I mean, the shchita would avada be good. Avada would be a din shchita. So there's a din shchita on this chamar. Sounds very shver. A parah that's yolda kamin chamar, the pasuk saying that it's mutter, is because it is a min parah. So who would then lechayre a chamar, she yolda kamin parah, is a min chamar. Now, if Shimon holds a parah, she yolda kamin chamar, is asr, and a chanami, according to Shimon, it is a parah, it's taka a parah. But if Shimon holds a new chiddush, that even though it's a parah, But since it doesn't have simanim, it doesn't have mafrisei parsa, it doesn't have malageir, simel, it's aser. Even a par is aser if it doesn't have simanim. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying in the Gemara. But to say fakert, that a chamor is mutter, and it doesn't have simanim, just because its mother's a par, I don't understand that at all. Now, in the Ikad Din of a Tmeim, the Rabbi Siyim V'Reitvam, just reading the Tzais Bekitzu, we spoke about it more barichas when we gave Shirim on Chulin, Taisus is mavur that Seir and Reitav is two different dinim. Seir is the din that we discussed, the din of Yaitzim and Atame Tame, that's the din of Seir. And Reitav is another din. Reitav doesn't mean that it came from the Behemoth Tmei. Reitav is the actual buster of the Behemoth Tmei in a liquid form. That's the din of Reitav. That's a whole sugya in Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf that discusses all sorts of different Isurim that it's mutter, that by Dam, that the rabbi says by Chaylev, the rabbi says Shaisa, that Mcheyu was a Chaylev, all different things that when you ingest it in a liquid form as opposed to a solid form, that's also the Isur. That's the din of Reitiv. Reitiv is the Basar Alein that was liquefied. Now, Taisus asks a Kasham, since you find the din of Tam Ke'ikr Deraisa, and Taisus holds you pass in Tam Ke'ikr is Deraisa. That means if you cook meat together with potatoes and now you can taste the meat in the potatoes, it's also meat Deraisa. So why do we need Hatmeim Tepik Lei by Tam Ke'ikr? When you have meat, the time of the meat and the potatoes, obviously it dissolved into potatoes. It's not the actual meat. It's just the reitiv. It's the liquefied meat. So the chayra, any time you're going to drink the liquefied meat, so tepik lei, you have tam ke ikr. So Taisus has one teresa ena chinami. The real pasuk is coming for tzir. And tzir, like we said, is not the meat itself. It's a byproduct of the meat. The tzir is something that comes from the behemoth tmei. It's not the meat that got liquefied. And the pasuk's only for tzir. We just throw in reitiv as an esmachta, but really reitiv is learned out from tam ke'ikr. But then Taisa says another teretz, that tam ke'ikr l'maisi you're eating it. L'maisi you're ingesting it in a solid form. So that's why it's aser. The chiddush of reitiv is when you ingest it in a liquid form. That's the chiddush of reitiv. Like it's mavur there in the sugya in chulin daf kufchaf. The Rashba in Chulin Daf Tzadik Tes, asks really faked. The Rashba goes with the sheet that the Tam Ke'ikr is the Rabbanan. Kapanim Sam Tanam hold the way, Kamir Shein and Paskin the way the Tam Ke'ikr is the Rabbanan. So the question is, how could Tam Ke'ikr possibly be the Rabbanan? Typically, you have the liquid form of the meat that's mixed in the potatoes, or whatever it's mixed in. So Lamaisa, why isn't it Asami the Rice also Tzmein and the Rabba Siyan V'Reitvam? So the Rashba says, because that tmeim would mean to eat it be'en, to eat it the way it is. But once it gets mixed into something else, you wouldn't have a tmeim l'rabba siyim v'reitvam. We will marach there in Chulin, is a pshat because once it gets b'tzaruvus, it'll be batal b'reiv. And the chiddush of tam ke'ikr, you need to tell you that it's not batal b'reiv. If you could taste it, it's not batal b'reiv. Well, no. Anyway, it can't be batal b'reiv. Once you could taste it, it can't be batal b'reiv. Now still, since lemaisa is not ben, it's mixed with something else, thus Alein would tell you that it's mutter, you wouldn't have the isser of a tmeim without the chiddush of tam ke'ikr. Now, in the inyan of tzir, that's all reitiv. Reitiv means the meat itself in a liquefied form, and tam ke'ikr won't necessarily tell you reitiv because tam ke'ikr you're eating it in a solid form and reitiv you're drinking it, and reitiv won't necessarily tell you tam ke'ikr because right, if it's be'en, and tam kik it's already in his arev, so it'll become mutter because of that. But seer means a different thing. Seer means a yetzim and a tamay tamay. Now there's a geshmak of word from the Brisker Rav, because Taisus asks a kasha, that the Gemara is mavur, in Chulin Daf Tzadik Tesem and Beis, the Gemara is mavur that seer of dogim is only the Rabbanan. Seer of shrotzim is the Raisa. Seer of behemoth tmeis is the Raisa. Seer of dag tamay is the Rabbanan. Because the pasuk is dafka by shrotzim and by behemoth tmei, it's not by dak. So tzir by dogim is the rabbanan. So frektayz akasha, the gemara in chulin daf kuf yud beizim and beiz brings the din of tzir like abe basa treifa. If it would be a din by everything that's aser, savadu pas by treifa also. But if it's a din dafka by behema and shrotzim and not by dogim, so mehechetayz is din by treifa. As if frektayz akasha ni blayim shver. So the Brisker Rav says, could be the din that Tzir Dogim is mutter is not because by the Isser of Dak Tomei it wasn't said this din of a Tomei and the Rabbi Sirim Vereitfam. No, the din of Yetzim and Tomei is by all Isurim. But the tzir of dogim itself is called zeya ba'alma. The tzir of dogim doesn't have the chashivas of yetzeh b'chlal. He brings the Rambam says in Ilchas Macholos Asuris Per Gimel Achav Beis that the tzir of dogim is asim d'arbonan, and the tzir of chagovim is mutter, because the tzir of chagovim doesn't have any lachluchas. So you see, in tzir itself, there's different argus. There's a tzir with no lachluchas, which is mutter, and even doesn't even have an issa d'arbonan. And there's a tzir of dogim, which is also min arbonan. So he said, maybe the pshat is that the tzir of, that even the raisa is also two chalukim. The tzir of dogim that's also min arbonan is only also min arbonan because it doesn't have the same chashivas as like zeyah ba'alma. Not because there's no issa yetze by dogim. He says, the Rambam says that dam dogim and chagavim tmeim have an issa. And it's mashmitz an issa de raisa. Why a dam dogim terem amutter? And that dogim tmeim have an issa of yetzim and atame. So you see, there is an issa yetzim by dogim. So what's the difference tzir? It's not because there's no issa yetzim by dogim. It's because the tzir of the dogim don't have a chshivas of tzir. He says the Raivin and Teres Kainim says it's mefurish. The tzir of dogim is not also, he says, because it's pirsha ba'alma. Mel, it's miyushiv taisis kasha that why the Gemara nu tishtel tzua tmeim l'rabbit tzirim v'reifim by treifa, because if it would be the isser, it's only by the Isser of Behemet Tmeim, the Isser of Shratz, and not by the Isser of Dogim Tmeim. So Meli Avakasha, Mechatesa, the Isser of Trefa, has a din of Yetzei. Hashenkin, if the Gabi, all Isserim have a din of Yetzei. The Tzir of Dogim Tmeim is their Abonim because the Tzir itself, it doesn't have Cheshivas, it's like Zeyah Ba'alma. So the Tzir of Basser has Cheshivas. So Avada, even if the Basser is only Asal's Trefa, the Tzir would still have a din of Yetzei and Atame Tame. The Inyan Zeh, the Olam says over from Reb Chaim, that let's say you have there's a pot of meat, and you find out that a piece of tray for meat got mixed in the pot, and it's a suffix shishim. What's a lacha b'chai gavna? The din is that if the meat would ask the rest of the pot midiraisa, tam kikah deraisa, so then suffix shishim would be aser. Mashengin if it's only nisa derabanan, so then suffix shishim is a suffix derabanan lekula. So normally you would say tray for meat wouldn't ask it a kosher meat because it's min b'minai. You don't say tam keika when it's the same min, it's the same taste. It's min b'minai, so there's no tam keika by min b'minai. So mail the issa is an issa derabanan. So mail a safak shishim would be mutter. Now, factor b'chayim, but what about the treif of meat doesn't have malicha, right? People only do malicha on kosher meat. The treif of meat get mixed into the pot. So there's no malicha. So you have the issa dam, and the dam already is ein b'minai. The dam has a different taste than basar. So now you should need shishim, it's at the dam. You say that the whole piece is full of dam, because you don't know how much dam is there. Now that alone you could say, that dam should bishlay, we're going to speak about that soon, the das reif paiskim is derabanan. So meila, right, it's a safik derabanan, so safik shishim would be mutter. Now klayt yabchayim, that's also when negay the issa dam. But negay the issa dam, dam should bishlay is derabanan. But here they were talking about a piece of treifa meat, so typically, it's tzir. It's yetzim and atame tame. The dam should be like tzir, just like the Rambam says the dam of dogim tmeim. There's no issa dam. There's in of yetzim and atame. So here you have dam of the treifa meat. So that should be issa deraisa. And I say Reb Chaim was mechalek. It's dafka by treifa. By treifa, there's a din that yetzim and atame tame because the treifa produced the behemah treifa bechia produces dam. Hashenke by nevela. It wasn't produced by the nevela itself. You have Taisus made the schilig labi beitzus nevela and beitzus treifa. The egg of a treifa is asim midiraisa. The egg of nevela is only asim midirabanan. So mele, if the meat would have been from a treifa, so then it would be an issa deraisa of yetzei. Mashenkin, if the meat's an issa from nevela doesn't have the din that it asks the tzir in the right of. As Isaac Midibbe from Reb Chaim. Now let's go right to the Gemara discusses if you darsh an S, you don't darsh an S. The Gemara brings down that Shimon HaMsuni darsh an every time the word S till he got to S Hashem Lekecha Tira. S Hashem Lekecha Tira. What are you going to darsh from that? Who are you going to be marba from S Hashem Lekecha Tira? So he was Pirish, and then Rabbi Kiva darsh an S to Rabbis Tamini Chachamim. And Taisa says, why can't you say that's to my Kibbut of Aim? That S teaches you Kibbut of Aim, and the Atua says, and Taisa says, because only by Meir Rabcha do you have the din of Meir Rabcha Kameir Shemayim. That's what Shimon HaMsuni, he didn't mind darshaning the din of Meir, but not Kameir Shemayim, not the Es Hashem L'Kechati, you remember from from Meir Shemayim. Rabbi Kiva El Meir Abchuk Meir Shemayim. You could darshan it from Esa Shem Lekechatira. Now, Taizim of a comment that from Alpha and Beis Esa Kasha. So, what do you need in they say Vatakum? If you already have Esla Rabbis Tamini Chachamim, what do you need in they say Vatakum? So, Taizim there says that Esa Shem Lekechatira is whom at Rabbi Muvuk. We find Chalukim that Rabbi Muvuk, or even a Muflik Bidari, has also a din of Rabbi Muvuk. That has a greater din, covenant and Meiram, than Stam Rabbi or Talmud Chacham. You have a din of Rabbi and Talmud Chacham, which goes into the din of Mnei Seva Taka V'dayit Pnei Zaken. That's Mechayiv, a certain amount of covet. But a din of Meir Abcha Kamer Shemayim, that's Dafka by Rabbi Muvuk, or by Muflug B'dayir, which has a din of Rabbi Muvuk. The line of dinim, the line of Nafkeminis La'alocha, there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch that talks about covet Rabbi. A lot of dinim, it's only by Rabbi Muvuk or Muflug B'chachma. Kavet Menachom is a different gather. These are two dinim. They say the talk of the Ayat Bnei Zaken is by every Talmud Chacham. And Es Hashem L'Kechetir is by Rabbi Muvuk. And the Brisker Rav here asks a kasha, and why didn't Taisa say better? That they're both talking about Kavet Tamini Chacham. Same Talmud Chacham. And when they say the talk of the Ayat Bnei Zaken is to my Kavet. And Es Hashem L'Kechetir is to my Meira. You find by Kibbut Aveim, there's two dinim. There's a din Kibbut Aveim, Kabbut Sevicha Vetzimecha. There's a din Meir Aveim, Ishim Avavatiro, and there's two different dinim. Kabbut tells you, Machaleu, Mashkeu, Vichuli, and Meir tells you, Al Yeshu Mekaimav, Al Yidab Mekaimav, Yisr is Devarav. So why does Taisa say that it's really, you can learn that one from the other, and he has to be that sign, in this case, by Rabbi Muvuk, why don't you say that once to my Kavet and once to my Meir? You see, by Kibbut Aveim, there's two different things. So the Rav says, Davka b'kibud aveim, there's two different things. There is a din kavod and a din meira. Mashain came by Rabbi, there's no two dinim. It's one din of kavod and meira together. He says, the Rambam says, keseder, Rambam sefer mitzvah says, one mitzvah and hilchus mamrim by kibud aveim. He says, two things, two mitzvahs, ezer meira, ezer kavod. But hilchus talmud Torah by that, he says, mitzvah l'chabed milamdea, milamdea v'yadea, he says, kishem sha'adam, he makes one mitzvah of covered the yira. It's not two mitzvahs bechlal by rabbi. That's why Taisus had to learn that's two dinim. There's a din that's learned out from the from they say v'taka v'dayt pnei zaken. There's a din of covered and meira, but not kamayra shemayim. And there's another din esa shel mechechatir, which also teaches the covered and meira, and that's mamish covered shemayim. That's by rabbi muvuk and muflug medarei. That's where the chalukah dinim come out. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara de Kasha, why do you need Hagamol to be Marba Cholov of Behemoth Tmeya? Anyway, the din of a Tmeim, the Rabba Tzir and Vereitvam, that's the din of Kol Yetzim and a Tamei, the Tzir is the Yetzim from the Basar. So the Cholov should be the same as the Tzir. So the Gemara says, because Behemoth is a Shaila, why all Cholov is Mutter? Since you say that Cholav Behemoth Torah is also a Chiddush, because it says, Dam Nekev and Asa Cholav. Where does the Cholav come from? It comes from blood. So since it's a Chiddush, and still Mutter, so Behemoth Torah also should be Mutter. Kamash Malon, that the Chiddush is only by Behemoth Torah, not by Behemoth Torah. So Gemara says, that stims like the Mandiyom, and I'm Dam Nekev and Asa Cholav. But what about the Mandiyom, and it says, it's not Shad Dam Nekev and Asa Cholav? It's a different reason why Eisha Menekes doesn't have Dam. Not because it's nekev and asa cholav. So the Gemara says, well, there's another reason why all cholav should be asa, because how, if it comes from a chai, it should be asa like evim and a chai. Nothing that comes from a chai is mutter. So mela, since it's mutter, you think behemoth tmei is also mutter kamash malon. Then the Gemara goes into the shaila, how do we know that the cholav is taka mutter? The Gemara brings different rayas from the psukim. So in the Ikedin, that the Gemara says that really all dam should be asr, all cholav should be asr, either because it's dam, dam nekev and asr cholav, or because of evim and achai, like a midi debam and achai umutter. So about dam, so the Achreinim asks a shayla like this. There's a Gemara in Menachas Dafkaf Aleph that Zairi says that you're not chayiv kares on dam shebishloi. Because since dam shebishloi is not roi lekapara anymore, Dam Shabishla is not royal kapara, so only the only reason why Chayiv and Dam, the Pasuk says, Venina Sadachom is Bech Lechaper, that's why Kol Nefesh Lesechel Dam. But Dam Shabishla is not royal kapara, and Mimeli not Chayiv and Dam. Now, there's a Machlaikis Yishenim if you pass in that way, The Rambam paskens that dam shebishlo you are chayiv. A few places in the Rambam it's mavur that way. In Mechol Suris Perek Vav Halacha Vav, and also in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, it's mavur that by dam shebishlo you are chayiv on dam. Now the shaila is it because he has another gemara not to pasken like the gemara Menachas and Nafchaf Aleph? That's what the Beis Yosef says in Simen Pei Zayin, and Bemison and Zayshtay in the Chedusha Aran in Chul and Daf Kuf Chaf. But a lot of Achreinim, the Dukudas Akesav in Simen Pei Zayin, the Plesi in Simen Samach Tes, the Shagash Ayin, the Chuvus Chadash in Simen Pei Zayin, and Kama other Achreinim say that the Gemara there in Menachas, if you look good at Gemara Rashi in Menachas, according to Rashi, the Maskan of the Gemara is only Bechadis Pnimiyais, it's not Royal Akapara. But by other chatayis, it is royal kabbar, so only by chatas pnimi is not chayav and dam shebishlo. It's also shitas Rashi in Chul and Daf Kuftes that dam shebishlo you are chayav. So kama achreinim bring a raya from this gemara that you chayav by dam shebishlo. Rav Yishayim taisis the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran. Rav Yishayim hold you not chayav. It's the Rabbanan. But the Rambam and Rashi hold this the Raisa, and Achreinim being a Raya. Now, there are two ways you could say the Raya. The Neid of Yehuda in Yerdei Tinyana Simon Lamed Vav, and it's also the Prima Gadim in Simon Kofei, that says that Agamari wants to bring a Raya, the Chol of his Mutter. What's the Raya, Chol of his Mutter? Because since the Torah asked Basa B'Cholav, is the Raya, the Chol of itself is Mutter. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't ask it Basa B'Cholav. So, for extra lakasha, basr b'cholav is dafka derech bishol. It's only when you cook basr and cholav. If dam shebishloi, you're not chayiv, dam shebishloi is derabbanan, so who would in cholav, which comes from dam nekev and asr cholav, would also only be derabbanan if it's bishloi? Why should it be worse than the dam? So, mainly you see from this Gemara, the Gemara was saying that if basr b'cholav is asr, and dam shtei cholav alein is mutter, so mainly you don't have the din of dam nekev and asr cholav, so you see that the Isser of Dam would have been even Ayidei Bishol. But other Achreinim, and the son of Nei Yehuda also, he writes that Agah in the Tshuva of Nei Yehuda, and Memes in the place he says it's in Sim Pe'alav, Sifkat and Zayin, and the Chsam Sefer in Chedushim and Chul and Daf Kuftes, they say it's really Shver Cholav Alein. But Chlal, how could you Aser Dam Nekev and Aser Cholav? How could you Aser Dam Nekev and Aser Cholav Alz Dam? If dam itself, when it's mevushal, it's not royal like a par, it becomes mutter mi deraisa. So koshken, if it's nekev and asa cholav, avadi you can't be zayuk cholav on the mizbech. Avadi once it's nekev and asa cholav, it's also in the royal like a par. Like Sam Seifa in the Chiddush and Chulni says it's even shver in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't pass him like Zeiri because he holds that dam shebishla is royal like a par. But right, the way the Achreinim learned that the maskanis haGemara is it's davka bechatayis primiyos. So Kumdais is saying that the reason why Dam Shebishla works is because it is Raya Lekapara. But the Etzim din that Dam is only Chayiv when it's Raya Lekapara, everyone holds up. And here the Gemara says that Dam Nekev and Asa Cholav, that be Nisa Dereis of Dam, even though it's not Raya Lekapara. So what's the pshat? So the Chsam Sefer there says that Fakir, that's a do for what you learn out from Cholav. You learn out from Cholav that Azai before the din of cholav, you would say that no, the Torah asked the dam, and the mail, anything that comes from the dam is right the dam. But now that the Gemara is a limit of cholav and dem state that when it's not royal like kapara, it's already mutter, and who would then, anytime the dam becomes Israel like kapara, will become mutter. Because if that's taka de pshan and the limit of cholav, so then why would you say it applies to cholav to mail? It's a geshmak limit in the inyan of dam. That the pshat is dam is only when it's royal kapara, not when it's not royal kapara. So shteinish a chiddush in cholav. The Gemara says the chiddush in cholav. I says it wouldn't go with the gedder of the isad dam. There's an ayin chiddush a cholav is mutter. So melo that would pass by cholav tmei also wouldn't be a pasuk. So the Chazanish and Menachas Simach of Gimel the end of Eischess, he says that any time something's nishtana and the shini is a natural shinui. So the din doesn't change. Even though now it's not royal kapara, but the din doesn't change. It had an isadam and a chalais isadam, and it's the same thing, it was just nishtana, so the din doesn't change. Dam shebishlei, since the person did it, it's an artificial shinui, and now it doesn't have the gdarim that it needed, it's not royal kapara anymore, that's what would make it mutter. But a natural change is different. So Mel, that would answer the other kasha also, because once chalav after the change is anyway not really a kapara. So what's the difference if you have ashulin or not? There's a kasha, then how could basa b'cholav be a raya that it doesn't have the isadam? It's bishlay now. The teretz is if cholav would have the isadam because of the natural change, so it may look good. It may now a bishl won't make a halachic change. But that's the chazan shiv's chilek. See, the stipula means that on the kasha, the stipula to kill us yankav. How the chlal could you say that dam shibishloi is not asa mi deraisa? Why wouldn't be asa zin of yetzim and atame tame? Even though the dam is no longer royal kapara, but this dam shibishloi came from dam. So he discusses there, maybe there's a chilek if something came from the davar asur, within is zin of yetzim and atame tame. But if the davar asur itself changed and became something else, then you don't say yetzim and atame tame. Wants to bring a raya from the Ramban by Treifas. The Ramban holds that if you have a Treifa, and then you manage somehow to make it ice Treifa, it will become mutter again. But lemaisi, you find that, let's say, a challah from a Treifa, or egg from a Treifa is asr. So why don't you say that the behemoth Treifa that came from a Treifa should be asr? It's like Yetzim and a Treifa. Teretz is only if the Treifa produced something else, that's Yetzim and a Treifa. But if the behemoth itself became kosher, that's not called Yetzim and a Treifa. So maybe if the Isser produces something, that's Yetzim and Aser. Mashengen, if the Isser itself changes, that's not Yetzim and Aser. But he brings, it's really maybe a Machlekes Rishenim, because Rabbeinu Yonah talks about musk, some sort of perfume that comes from a Chaya Tmeya, that Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't have an Isser Achila, because its Pirshub Alma became something else, even though it came from the Dam of a Chaya Tmeya, but it changed into something else, it changed into a new Metzias. And he says, just like when something goes into honey, so the Metzias says it changes and it becomes mamish honey, it gets absorbed in the honey, it becomes mamish honey, and then it's mutter. That's what the Rebbeinu Yonah says in Brachas, the Gemal Gechidish. So the Rosh, it's in the sixth parak of Brachas, the Rosh says there that arvach arvitzarech. Why would you think that if an isit goes into honey and changes and becomes mamish honey, that it becomes mutter? Mechet esam. The Magen Avraham speaks about it in Siman Reish Tav Zayin. He brings different rayas from the Gemara. That if something changes, he brings that Gemara. The dam nekev v'nasa cholov. That you see that the dam changes, and it's still aser, even though it changed into a new metzias. So how does it stem with dam shebishle that's not aser anymore? The Asman the Reish talks about this in Klal Dalad. He says that maybe the chilek is if it changes legreyasa, that then it loses its dinim. Hashengen, if it changes the Mal Yusa, then it doesn't lose its dinim. But the Stipler then says he was Mechavin really, but then he brings the Chazanish, that a natural change, then it retains its dinim. But if a person changes it, that could make it lose its dinim. So Oy Bezay, it's not a kasha from our sugya on the sheet that said Dam Shebishloi. It's Asim Rabbanim, because here it's a natural change, or that's when the rice is chilik, that here it's a change, l'mal yusa, dam when you cook it, it changes the grey yusa, it becomes worse. Vashen kein dam nekev and asachol of adrav, it becomes better. The Ari Shainim, Chedushi Aran and Chulon Daf Kovchav, it's not really from the Ran, because the Ran, the Chedushi Aran that we have from the Ran ends at the end of the 8th Perek, and the rest of the Chedushim are from another Rishon, but it's from a Rishon, and also it's really the Rashi brings it b'shem the Bala Itter, Daf Kuf Yeralef from Midbeis, that says that even though Dam Shebishla, you're not Oiva, you don't get Malkus, but there's an Issa Deraisa. It's like Chatzis Shir. The Shagas Aryeh, in the Tshuvas Chadoshes, Simon Tazayin, he brings it down and he says he doesn't understand what that means. If there's a Miut that you need Lechaper, and without Lechaper, it doesn't have the Issa Dam, so what do you mean it's still Asa Deraisa, it's Chatzis Shir? Where do you find such a thing? I've had when the Torah is Mayat something, it means that it's Mutami Deraisa. But I think the pshat's like this. I think that the Bala Itter and whoever wrote this Kedushi Aran held mamish like the Stipler's Kasha, that typically, enechanami, it's not dam anymore. You won't get malchus. But it's like Yetzim in a dam. It came from dam. The dam produced it. So mainly, even though Avad, you're not over a love, because it's not, you don't get a lav, but the Rambam in Hilchos Chasuras Perek Gimel, he says that anytime you have Yetzim in a tame, the pshat is that you won't get malchus. It's like Hatzishir. So Ribli, from Atmeim, L'Rabbasim, V'Reitvam, what is another Gemara of Basayana, that the egg of Tmei is Tamei. Al-Kapanim, it's a Ribli, Hagama, like this Gemara by the milk. So Ebz would be very good. Dam Shebishlai then would be Eina Iver love, but Dam Nekav and Asa Cholav, Al-Kapanim, be Asa Al-Tyaytse, and that's the Chiddush of Cholav, that you don't have the Din Yaytse, by the Chalav of Behema Torah. But like we said, Rav Yishayim don't hold that way. The Rishayim say Klod, it's an Issad Rabbanan. The Rashba, the Rosh, say Klod, it's an Issad Rabbanan. So Ebezai could be an Afzi Mechalak, like the Chazanish says, between a natural change and something that you went and changed it. At any time you went and changed it, there wouldn't be a din of Yetzim and a Tamei Tamei. Now also, the Achrayim speak about this thing, the Gemara wanted to ask the Chalav al Tzevim and Achai. There's a very Mechudish de Gerosh in Chulin, Naf Kuf Yadala, there the Gemara says that Mei Chalav is not like Chalav. It's a shal exactly what Mei Chalav is, but when you take out all the solids of the milk, you make cheese out of it, and then the Rosh says you do more than that, you just more than make cheese out of it, but then you cook up the leftover whey, and you cook it up, and you get more solid out of it, and what's left is mamish like water, so that doesn't have a din of Chalav, there's no Issa Bishul Basa B'Chalav. So the Rosh says you're not allowed to eat it because it's an Issa of Evim and Achai. Because the Gemara here says it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that chalav is mutter. You have a chiddush. You learn it from sukkim. But mei chalav is not chalav. Mei chalav is not chalav, so be also al tzevim in achai. That's what the Rosh holds. And he says, even though it was mutter to drink it while it was part of the chalav, but it's like, just like dam evarim, when you have the aver of an animal with dam in it, you're allowed to eat the aver with the dam, but the dam is pirish and has an issa dam. So here also the main chalav, when it's together with chalav, it's a shtik chalav. On chalav, there's a heter. But then when it's pirish, it becomes main chalav. It's not chalav anymore. It's not chalav anymore, so it becomes asal tzevim and achai. So the shach in Simon Pei Aleph, Sivkan Yud Beis, he wants to argue on the Rosh. Rav Yishayim hold not that way. We don't paskin that way. It's brought down the sheet in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin that main chalav, there's no issev evim and achai. So it could be, you could say, because Mechal really is Chalav. It's just not Chalav, but Gabi, this is a Basa B'Chalav. That's what some Rishayim say. But really, it is Chalav. It just doesn't have an Issa Basa B'Chalav. But the Shach says no. The Shach says, even if it's not Chalav, Lule the Pasuk, you would say that Evim and Achai applies to everything, not just the Basa, everything in the animal, including the Chalav. But once you have the Pasuk being matted a Chalav, now you're going to say that Evim and Achai only applies to the Basa of the animal, not the Chalav. So Mel, you don't need a shame chalav anymore to be matter. Stam, Evim Nechai only applies to the basar. It doesn't apply to anything else. So the Prichadish asks, on the Shach, if that's true, similar to we asked on the Chsam Sefer Beidam, if that's true that the Pasuk is being Megala, the Evim Nechai is dafka on the basar, so what's the Chiddush? Why would the Gemara say, because of this thing, that we don't find that Dav Bam Nechai is mutter, so maybe we'd say even Beim Tmei is mutter. No, the chiddush of chalav is like you're saying, it's not a heter of chalav, it's a heter that only buses the nevevim and achai. So why would you have why would that apply to a behem and tmeya? Well, there you would have the din of a tmeya and the rabbi seen v'reifim, not just the buser. So the crazy place he did at the end of Sim Peal, if he says the site isn't that it'll be evim and achai, if that evim and achai would only be on the buser. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Kivegan, ksav v'chaisim, it's simin chav beis. Now he also says, the Gemara doesn't mean the Chalav will be Evim and Achai. He brings from the Rajma and the Ran and Chulin, they both say, Averai, that when you cook Chalav with milk, it becomes Basar B'Chalav, it's Asar Bano. Why? Maybe Chalav is not Basar. The Averai, because since Chalav, there's the Isser of Evim and Achai and Chalav, so Isis is Basar. So you see with first in the Rajma and the Ran, that Evim and Achai is Dafkan Basar. If the Chalav wouldn't have a shame Basar, it wouldn't be called Basar, it wouldn't be the Din of Evim and Achai. So Ibn said, what does the Gemara mean that the Chalav should be Asur because like a midi debam and achai that's Asur? The Gemara means it's Yaitzif from Evim and Achai, not that it is Evim and Achai. It's Yaitzif and Evim and Achai. And McVeigh is bought like this. There's a machlekes in Chulin, if Stam Behema, if Behema Bechia Alei Varim and Medesunat, does a Behema when it's alive have the Isser of Evim and Achai on it? Once you cut off the Eva, it would have an Isser of Evim and Achai. But Kol's man, it's on the animal, and the animal's alive, and it's not cut off from the animal, it doesn't get a shame Evim and Achai. It doesn't have an Isser of Evim and Achai. That's the Gemara there at the end of the 7th Perek in Chulin. So he wants to know, if the animal doesn't have an Isser Evim and Achai, it's only when you cut off an Eva it gets an Isser Evim and Achai. So how could the Chalav be Yetzir from Evim and Achai if the animal doesn't have an Isser of Evim and Achai? As they affect the Bekvega Gvaldiga Kasha. So the Stipler wants to say a teretz like this. He said, that the din of yetzim and asr doesn't have to be yetzim from an asr that it's asr. It just gets the dinim of the thing that it's yetzim. So the animal b'chayeh, even though it doesn't have an issa evim nechayeh, but it has a din that if you cut off a piece from the animal, then it will become evim nechayeh. So who a din, what's yaitzif from the animal, would have that same din that if it becomes nifresh from the animal, would have a din of evim nechayeh. So even though it was never b'payel coming from something which actually had the isser, but it had something which, if you would cut it off, it would have an isser, so who would then the chalav would have that isser once it's perished in the guf of the behema? A chiddush. That's what the stipler wants to say, Teretz Rebekeh's kasha. He also then brings that the Nei Deb Yehuda, in Yerodei Tinyana Simon Laman Vav, he names on, he says, he doesn't read it ice, he doesn't read it by Richos, he just says that Avad the Gemara doesn't mean Evim Menachai, because Evim Menachai is only on Basar. And he didn't name on that the Gemara was talking about the din of Yetzei. So he says the pshat is that it's going on the din of Eina Zvucha. That on the Cholov there will be a din of Eina Zvuch. A behemoth b'chayeh is a din of Eina Zvuch. Not all the Rishayim hold this way. But I guess he's going to Rishayim that the pshat is on the behemoth is an Isser Asay of Eina Zvuch. The Tullah gets a shchit is a din of Eina Zvuch. That should apply to the Cholov as well. So the stipler points out that Nei Dibuda didn't learn that it was Al-Tsyetze. Otherwise his kasha wasn't sure. His kasha was that the chalav is not a basar. It's not a basar of the behema. And he says in Bechlal, that Ein Zvucha wouldn't be a teretz, because by an Isra say you don't have a din of a Tmeim L'Rabbasim V'Reitvan. He brings that from the Nais Yankov in Simon Zayin. So mail on the din of Ein Zvucha, there wouldn't be a din of a Tmeim L'Rabbasim V'Reitvan. Now he names on that the chalav itself would have the Isra of Ein Zvuch. And that's also a chiddush. You would say this book also only applies to the baser. A baser needs a head to zvicha. Mashengen, if the behemah produced something, me'echa teisus nichol on the behemah to have the din that it needs a head to shchita. Kalakapanim, that's an Rebbe that learns. That when the Gemara says, like a minit va menachai, it doesn't mean eva menachai. It means eina zvucha. So b'kitzer, the shach is learning that the chol of itself will be eva menachai. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that only baser could be eva menachai. But that's a bissel shrei, like the Pri Chodesh asked. And then why would you say that Cholav is a chiddush, and you'd say that it's mutter even by Behemet Tmeya? The Kesu Plesi learns that the vart is not an Evim Menachai, it's Yetzim and Evim Menachai. Evim Menachai produced it, it's like a Tmeyim, the Rabbi Siyim V'Reifim, it's like Yetzim and Aser Aser. But Kvega asks on that if you hold Behemet B'chiyah, Lav Le'Varim Emedes, so male, the behemah doesn't have an issa evim menachai. Calls man, it's not pirush from the behemah. So male, how could it be yitzif from evim menachai? Stipler says that even if the behemah doesn't have the issa, but has the din that if it's pirush, it will be evim menachai. So that din would apply to the milk, and when it's pirush, it would have the din of yitzif from evim menachai. And then we have Nei Dibihuta that learns that the milk itself has an issa of eina zvucha. That's what it would have. And have an issa of eina zvucha, and male, that's the chiddush that it's mutter.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.